Good morning. I'm OE Zephyr, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. And this morning, I want to talk a little bit about Coinbase and some banks blocking Bitcoin credit card purchases. So credit card holders from four U.S. banks have been barred from purchasing cryptocurrencies using credit cards at Coinbase, the exchange has confirmed. According to the firm's latest tweet, credit card users from JP Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, and Capital One are all currently prohibiting customers from purchasing cryptocurrencies at their platform. This is at the Coinbase platform. However, other payment channels such as debit cards and bank transfers are still available and are being encouraged by Coinbase as alternatives for affected customers. The notice came as confirmation to a recent report that Chase, Bank of America, and Citi had launched the ban starting in early February over fears that credit card users may run up dead if the prices of cryptocurrencies drop. And boy, have they dropped. Yesterday, I think we saw 6,300 on Bitcoin. It further indicates that the restriction has also extended to Capital One, another major credit card issuer in the U.S. This news arrives amid a major price correction across the crypto markets in the last few weeks. According to CoinDesk's latest report, Bitcoin's price has dropped to a 12-week low, around $6,000. On the same date, in January, prices were close to $17,000. There you have it, folks. That's from CoinDesk. What do you think is going on? It might have something to do with yesterday's decrease in the market cap. I believe it dropped to $230 million, down from $230 billion, down from $800 billion just a couple months ago. So, there we have it. That might be the reason for this Bitcoin decrease, or is it not? Is there something else involved? What's going on here? I'll tell you what, now's the time to buy. Unless you're going to see it go down some more. What do you think? Is it going to drop to 2,000? Are we going to see some more deflation from that? Almost $20,000 Bitcoin price that we saw a couple months ago. So how far will it go? When are you going to buy? Are you going to buy now, or are you going to wait a little bit longer? I'm personally looking at other coins that deflated quite a bit. Those coins I'm talking about Ripple. Ripple's down to 62 cents last night. I just looked at it. It's about 70 cents right now. Still a good time to buy. Other coins like, you know, some of the other coins that the Texas, that are being sued by Texas and North Carolina, like Dabber Coin, they're the lending platforms. Those are interesting. There's a lot of FUD going around. I'm curious. I did a lot of research last night. Watched a lot of videos and did a lot of reading. And I honestly, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Dabber Coin. February 22nd seems to be the date that many of the Dabber Coin's loans are going to mature. And then we'll know if Dabber Coin will pay those back or keep going, you know, or disappear off the face of the earth. So what do you think? I'm OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. I am not a financial expert, just a man and a crypto enthusiast.
Hi, everybody. I'm OE Zephyr, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. That's OZ Inspires. I am not a financial expert, so please don't take my advice. They are simply my opinions and my interests. So I'm just a cryptocurrency enthusiast. Okay. In the past couple weeks, I've been seeing some news headlines about Texas issuing a cease and desist order for some cryptocurrency companies. I didn't look too much into it, who those companies were. But last night, I was researching some new ideas, some new cryptocurrency investment options. I came across Davercoin. Have you ever heard of it? Or Davercoin, or however you want to say it. Davercoin. I'm going to call it Davercoin because that's what I want to call it. And I come to find out, you know, I've seen there's some potential, I thought. It's like, it's some potential to make some money. It's a lending platform. And they take your money that you invest in when you buy their coin, their Davor coin, and they arbitrage with it. That's the way I understand it. So they take your money and then they buy off of other exchanges at a cheaper rate and then resell them and, you know, make a profit. So I discovered that. I was like, cool, that's cool. I think... And I watched some YouTube videos, and 1% a day is about what people were making when the market was either it was good. Right now, it's about 0.5% per day because the market is the bearish market. It is going down. Bitcoin's going down. The market of the Davercoin fluctuates with Bitcoin because they take the Davercoin and they buy Bitcoin with it, and then they take the Bitcoin and they buy you buy Davercoin with it. So they're associated and they're correlated together. They're going to go up and down together. So that's not exactly what I wanted to talk about here. What I wanted to talk about was the Q&A with Julian Davor or Davor that happened on Telegram on February 3rd. So some people got a chance to ask Julian some questions, and I'm just going to go over a few of those questions. I have about 2 minutes left in my anchor 5 minutes. I'll continue on in another 5 minutes after this. So, question was, why are you giving one person $1 million? Why not give people $500,000 loans? Wouldn't that have got you more exposure and not seem like a desperate attempt? The answer from Julian, we did not feel it was desperate at all. We wanted to bring excitement in a period that is not excited at all. Makes sense. Either way works. Second question. Okay, so with everything going on in crypto and all of the lending programs, we are wondering how Davor is doing. Answer, well, things are, let's say, different. We were doing so well until this day, BitConnect stopped. BitConnect's another website that is stopped running and stopped lending. It's like we have hit a wall, but when you look deep, it does not make any difference for us that BitConnect stopped. It could have also been a good news because we could have get all the community from BitConnect because we were the only great platform alive. But instead of that, they have been fear everywhere and it has made the things very complicated up to where it is now. It's a shame because everything has been made to work right. So it was hard to read because his English isn't, good English, I guess. But so it was a little hard to read. So here's this third question. Everyone is wondering how Davor is doing, is and will be different than BitConnect. BitConnect has been here for a very long time, more than a year. We know that they had connections in the US and that's why they had issues with them. That's the only thing that made them stop. We have since the beginning explained that privacy was important because you cannot settle a crypto in a country while you don't know how regulations is going to change or not in the next weeks. What could we have done if, for example, we chose to settle in Switzerland? And next week, Switzerland said, ban all crypto. Hey everybody, I'm Oz Zephyr, Oz Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. I am not a financial expert, don't take my advice. I'm going to continue on with Dabbercoin and the Q&A that occurred on February 3rd. I was on the question 3 of the Dabbercoin list of questions that were asked in the Telegram chat by consumers that were answered by Julian Dabber, or is it Julian Assange? Because of, Julian Dabber, Julian Assange, they're hiding, right? So Dabber was issued a cease and desist order by Texas and North Carolina, I believe. And Dabber is basically saying, you have no jurisdiction over us. You don't even know who we are. My name is Julian. Like Julian Assange, try to catch me if you can. That's the way I see it going. So, everyone is wondering how Dabber is and will be different than BitConnect. Julian responded, BitConnect has been here for a very long time, more than a year. We know that they had connections in the US and that's why they had issues with them. That's the only thing that made them stop. We have since the beginning explained that privacy was important because you cannot settle crypto in a country while you don't know how regulation is going to change in the next few weeks. What could we have done if, for example, we chose to settle in Switzerland next week Switzerland said ban all crypto? We would have to close. So, by having been anonymous since the beginning, we've been safer than BitConnect regarding regulations. Not to mention that BitConnect started to have problems more than a year after having started. We are here since only 3 months. The English is a little off, so it's hard to read. Question 4, we would like to know what plans you have up the communication with all of us investors so that we can have talks like this. Answer, we have 4 social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Telegram. Everyone can post comments and discuss with the community, except on Telegram. I know there is Dabbercoin community group. That's a great initiative. I think that you can find places everywhere to discuss within the community. And we have chosen not to officialize your Telegram group so that you have a space that is 100% free from us. I think that's nice to have. Do you understand that, however, this is the next question, excuse me. Do you understand that, however, there are so many fake profiles everywhere and people are getting scammed, so we were wondering if there is a way to communicate more on a level such as blah, blah, blah. Sorry, I read that one already. Next question. That's awesome. Possible to have you back on here maybe periodically to answer things? The trust it builds is so huge. Julian says, yes, but you need to understand that our community is really huge. For example, we were doing private messages on Facebook, but once people were seeing us answering questions, they were not stopping asking us questions, giving their advices and so on. We can answer hundreds of thousands of persons. Okay, it's hard to read this. That's the way I'm pronouncing it. That's how it's written. Julian, what can you do to assure us that the capital is safe within Dabber? I can tell you that our system is strong. If you remember what I was saying since the very beginning, our only objective was long-term players. So we built a very safe platform. If you look at all the attacks we've had, we've been able to clear them in a very short time. Before BitConnect shut down, we both had the same attack. They took 2 days to solve it while we took 2 hours. So we're proved that we worked hard to create a safe environment to protect everyone's capital. So that's just some of the questions. There are more questions. I like Dabbercoin. I like the concept, and I love their anonymity. How do you say that? I'm Oz Zephyr, Oz Inspires. See you later.
Hi, I'm OE Zephyr, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. That's OZ Inspires. And this is part three of Davercoin Q&A. If you don't know what Davercoin is, check out part one, Davercoin Q&A. Recorded on February 6th, 2018. Now, I was reading the Q&A questions that came from the Davercoin Telegram chat. And I'm going to continue on because I like Davercoin. I am not a financial expert, so please don't take my advice. Don't invest in things. You know, develop your own opinion. Do your own research and due diligence. So, here we go. Question. Continuing. What things are you doing that is protecting our capital? It plays into number four, which is we were wanting to know the financial stability of Dabber itself at this moment. The answer. Technically, it's to create the safest platform as so you won't have issues like other platforms saying we've been hacked. They took everything. This will not happen with us. And second, we have algorithms with stop loss and some trading techniques to secure all positions. At this moment, for your question number four, the overall environment is complicated with all cryptocurrencies falling apart, so it's much harder to make profits, but that does not mean we're losing money either. Question. So Dabber is still a positive position? Answer. Yes. Question. We are wanting to know, what are the biggest struggles you are having and what can we do as a community to help assist you and us? The answer? Our biggest struggles are external factors, and that's what is horrible. It all comes from outside us, outside what we are doing. It all comes from fear, confidence, and many people are using that to add FUD. I'm sure this FUD guys are people that haven't enough money to invest or don't have the balls to do it. Ooh, that is a challenge, huh? But if I can turn this struggle into hope, I will say that if the Bitcoin comes back, I am sure it will have a huge positive impact for us. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but when Bitcoin goes up, we were going even higher than Bitcoin. But when Bitcoin goes down, we were down even lower than Bitcoin. Question. Give me a second. If the Bitcoin continues to crash, what is the next move for us? Does Dabber have the capital to make sure that current investors aren't left broke? Answer. Until now, when Bitcoin goes down, we go down even harder. That's pure observation. I'm talking about Dab price. As I said before, that does not mean we're losing money. Question. Julian, we appreciate that. Do you have a limit at which Dabber would need to close up, like a Bitcoin floor or something? Answer. No, we don't have any limit for that. Question. Julian, a lot of people feel that Dabber is only sustainable by new investors and not the current ones. What's your take on that? Answer. Of course, if we have less new investors, price will go down. That's supply and demand. We need new people on board to buy DAV from users selling their interests or selling the DAV they are holding. If the buying power is less than the selling power, price will go down. That's what's happening now. With the Bitcoin fall, less people want to buy Bitcoin. And with BitConnect stop lending, that's less people willing to buy from lending platforms. That's the double effect. That's a fact, Julian. Question. If you decide that Dabber needs to close down, will the current investors be able to recoup their investments? Answer. We're not planning on closing down. I am not seeing any reason why we would close down now. For me, it has only started. I've been asked for this for the first day of the ICO. I understand this concern, but my answer has not changed. There are a whole lot more questions on there. And you know what? I'm liking Davercoin. I'm liking it. High risk, high reward. But as they say, only invest what you're willing to lose. I'm always Zephyr, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. Have a nice day. Hi, I'm
OZephyr, OZ Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. This is part 4 of the Davercoin Q&A that occurred on February 3rd. I'm going over the questions that were asked to Julian Daver and reading the answers, because I like Davercoin. I am not a financial expert. Don't take my advice. Develop your own opinion. Question: with the cease and desist order and everything, if some state came after you in the same manner, would that stop you? Stop the program? Answer: I explained above, this kind of thing should not stop us. Question: I understand you don't see your company failing, just as I don't see mine failing, but if it happened, have you set capital aside to make sure we don't end up with nothing? Answer: at the moment, there is no issue at all above that. About that. Question: we wanted to ask about the notice from Hedge Connect. The impact of that on Daver, was it real to begin with? Answer: thanks for asking about that. If you had not asked me, I would have said it at the end. Hedge Connect is bullshit. That was a good one. They sent me an email a few weeks. That wasn't me. That was the road. Asking how to invest in Daver, I replied with normal answers, and they answer okay, so I can announce publicly we have an agreement. I said, an agreement of what? They said that we will invest in Daver. I said, anyone can invest in Daver. I'm sure that from the beginning they were not planning on investing at all. They just used our name to make the ICO work, and now just pretend they don't want to invest anymore so they can keep the money. So you heard it, Hedge Connect from Daver. Of course, their competition, he says they're BS. We wanted to ask about arbitrage. Question: we want to know if it was trading normally. The rates are extremely low. Answer: the instability of the market makes arbitrage harder these days since the Bitcoin fall. But it happens. It's normal market conditions. We have the same in every stock market. So these are not the best days for arbitrage, for sure. But we will have better conditions like we had in December. Is it functionally correct, though? Answer: of course. Question: an investor asked if we could know which arbitrage you employ, and is it possible to show it in any way? The idea of arbitrage is to find different prices others don't see. If we show it, then there's no more arbitrage for us. Question: I remember you saying that a long time ago. May we know which one you use? There's a current court dealing with one. Answer: trading arbitrage on cryptocurrencies. There can only be one. That's a good answer. There is only one, young son, young Padawan. Question: on a lighter note, how was the Paris trip? What news can we have? Answer: Paris trip was nice. Although none American came, but we really had fun with the ones who came. I thought it was important to thank our best promoters because we also owe them the great adventure we've done so far. We did many activities and some great parties too. We went to see a football game of PSG and, well, that was it. Stop there. I got 1 minute, anchor. I don't like your time limit. Alrighty. What kind of announcements from Paris do you have? From the Paris trip, we can say for sure we are even closer from our best promoters than before, and they've seen we're taking everything very seriously. Some of these questions are about the Paris trip and, you know, Davcoin between investors. Okay, so last question. I skipped a few questions. So last question I feel is important, and that's regarding loophole and many that is gone. We would like to know that the issue affected current loans. Will it affect future loans? Answer: what do you mean by the issue affected current loans? Question: the loophole theft glitch. Okay, that was no glitch. Some YouTubers made fake videos. He goes on, but that was it. Thank you for listening. Hi everybody, I'm Oz Zephyr, Oz Inspires on Instagram and Twitter, and I like to talk about cryptocurrencies, so I'm not a financial expert, don't take my financial advice, this is my opinion, I'm simply a crypto enthusiast, and I like to read up on current happenings. It's exciting, I'm an excited type of guy, I like to get involved in the market. My only regret is I don't have more money to invest. So, but as they say, don't invest more than you're willing to lose. They say that you shouldn't invest more than 10% of your net worth, and that's me. So, that's where I'm at. I want to talk, I just got done going over the Q&A from Davercoin Telegram. If you are not familiar with Telegram, it's the social network, kind of a chat thread that you can start and build your community with, and it's run on the blockchain, I believe. But Davercoin, Davercoin, Julian Daver, apparently he did a Q&A a few days ago, and I just went over some of the questions that people asked him. They posted them on their community, and I'm gonna say that there is a lot of FUD out there about Daver, and you know what, I like the fact that they're anonymous. Isn't that the whole point of cryptocurrency? And isn't that the whole reason why the NSA created the cryptocurrency? They wanted to send money overseas to their operators, their intelligence operators, and they wanted to be able to do that securely. So they developed this in over 20 years ago. So cryptocurrency isn't new. Bitcoin isn't 10 years old, or cryptocurrency isn't 10 years old. It started probably 20 or 30 years ago. With that said, Davercoin is run by some anonymous players, and they did that on purpose. So Texas came in a few days back and sued them. Sued Davercoin, sued BitConnect, sued... I forgot the other two. There's two more. USI Tech, USI Tech. I don't know how to say it. And RB2 or something like that. Anyway, so I went over the document, the public posting on the Texas State Securities Commission website. And it mentions those other four companies or websites and their lending practices by name and country of origin. It doesn't mention where Davercoin is coming from. I didn't see it. Maybe I missed it. But it doesn't mention it. So I kind of like that. You know, my background, I come from a people that has been fighting the U.S. government and has been killed by the U.S. government for 200 years now. The Ihonktoa, Dakota, Nakota, Lakota. So I kind of like it when somebody stands up to the authorities, to the oppressors, and says, try me, try me. You might get a blow or two. I kind of get excited about that. I kind of like Davercoin. And I like the fact that what they're saying is, we're anonymous. We're anonymous. Try us. So, with that said, I'm going to give Davercoin a couple more weeks. 2-3 more weeks. See what happens, because I do know that they're only 3 months old. They're not even 90 days old. They're less than 3 months old. So in a couple weeks, some of the loans that they've taken out from their oldest or beginning customers are coming due. They're going to mature, I think, on February 22nd. So I might give them until the 23rd, 24th, 25th to see what happens. Are they going to pay those loans back? Are we going to see Davercoin fall off the face of the earth? That's what I'm waiting for. So I'm Oz Zephyr. Don't take my financial advice. Develop your own opinion. I'm Oz Inspires on Instagram and Twitter. Doksha Ake.